What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit, oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Take it to the Lord in prayer. In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Good evening. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for joining in on this international prayer call hosted by the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. As you are well aware, this is a special call to have the people of God collectively petition the throne of God to heal our land and to rid us of our terrible pandemic, COVID-19. Praise God for each of you that has taken time out of your very busy schedule to join together with other blood-bought baptized believers as we come together for prayer. As you already know, the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity has been intentional in making prayer a priority. We've been that way since our founding. Every day, Omegas are praying even now for our perseverance, patience, prominence, and our presence among those fighting against this dreaded disease. We're so thankful to God for each of you, our fraters and sisters from other D9 organizations, our friends from other non-Greek organizations, members of our families, and our friends who have joined us tonight. I'm Walter T. Richardson, and I'm privileged to serve as the Grand Chaplain for the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, and we're joined tonight by several members of our Supreme Council, and we thank God for each of them. We're joined tonight by our westernmost Grand Officer, who is Brother Ricky Lewis, who hails from the 12th District, that's California, and surrounding states, joins us tonight, 3 hours difference in his time and the time of the Eastern Standard Time here on the East Coast. We're also joined tonight by our chieftain, as we have been for the last several months. He's been with us since our beginning for this particular prayer call, and we're glad to have him with us tonight again. He's our leader, the 41st Grand Apostles of the Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, Brother Dr. David E. Marion. At this time, I turn the microphone over to him that he might give us whatever comments he'd like to share with us. Let us all now rise in spirit and receive our chieftain. Dr. Marion, you have the phone, sir.
Thank you so much, Brother Grand Chaplain. It's always a wonderful opportunity for me to say a few words on these national prayer calls. Your leadership has been impeccable in terms of the vision to continue having these prayer calls and to have this particular one on Wednesday in response to COVID-19. I thank God just to be alive, that I woke up this morning and have an opportunity to be on such a call. Not everyone was so fortunate. And so we take life seriously. We take the gift of life very seriously. And we thank God with all of our heart for this opportunity just to breathe. We know many of our members are suffering, and our prayers certainly go out for them. And we know many are fighting this fight, and they've lost loved ones to this, and we stand ready to assist them in any way we can, give them a shoulder to lean on, give them an opportunity to talk with us so we can help them through the road and the journey that they're on. So thank God for this opportunity. I turn it back over to you, Brother Grand Chaplain.
God bless you, Dr. Marion. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your comments. My brothers and sisters, thank you again for being on the call, and as is our custom, we begin with our first district chaplain, and we'll go through until the 12th district. And we pray that you will stay with us for the entire time. Each chaplain is gifted and anointed and will lift up areas of concern related to COVID-19 tonight. We begin tonight with our first district chaplain, Brother Anthony Lilly, and he will lead us now at this time. God bless you, Brother Lilly. You have the phone, sir.
Thank you, Brother Grant, and good evening, everyone. So, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 10. While human life is disturbed, disrupted, and threatened by COVID-19, we pray to you, Father God. Grant us compassion, humility, and self-discipline to value, care, and protect each life. We pray to you, Father God, for all who have suffered directly and indirectly during this global pandemic. May you continue to sustain, console, and heal them. We pray to you, Father God, for all good efforts to rescue life and to maintain people's health and continue to flatten the curve. May you strengthen, guide, and protect all who have committed to fight against this disease. We pray to you, Father God, for righteousness and for justice to prevail. May you continue to lead us to combat racism and discrimination with courage in the midst of this health crisis. Lastly, we pray to you, Father God, for love and for an end to COVID-19, systemic racism, and all that is harming your children. We pray that you will continue to find favor with us and that you will aid us in drawing us closer to you. Let our hearts and minds be clear tonight so that we may hear you without interruption. Feed our faith and starve our doubts. In Jesus' name we say, amen.
Amen. And God bless you, Brother Lilly, for being the leadoff presenter tonight. Thank you so much. God bless you. My brothers and sisters, we continue. We're still on the East Coast, and we ask that you would be in prayer now with our second district chaplain, Brother Reverend Ronald Williams, as he takes time now to lead us for the causes that he will present tonight. Thank you so much, Reverend. You have the phone, sir. God bless you.
Not a second of another minute, not an hour of another day, but at this moment, with our arms outstretched, Lord, we need you to make a way. Most holy and awesome God, creator of the heavens and the earth, author and finisher of our faith, you are great. And from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, you are worthy to be praised. Father, your word says that we should be thankful in everything. So for all that we are in and for all that we have to deal with, Lord, we thank you. And we can thank you because we know that in everything we need, you are. Lord, here we are again on this evening, calling on your name because we need you. And Lord, we truly understand that we cannot make it without you. Lord, you've been so faithful to your people. You've been faithful in strengthening those who serve us in various capacities in corner stores and grocery stores and gas stations and all of the kinds of services that we need on a daily basis in our daily walk. God, you've given them the strength to continue to come out and serve us. And so, God, we thank you for giving them that ability and protecting them. And, God, we even thank you that some of them do it so well, they do it with joy. But now, Lord, we come in your presence because we understand, Lord, that as they continue to serve, they serve your people. But, Lord, let us not be so selfish to just keep receiving and taking all that they're serving. But, God, at this moment, begin to touch us that we might return unto them service back to them as they continue to be strengthened and encouraged and empowered to do their jobs. Lord, help us to be a blessing to them. So when they get tired, use us to encourage them. When they get down, use us to lift them up. If it's hot outside, Lord, help us to give them something cold to drink. Lord, whatever they stand in need of as they do the job that serves us, Lord, empower us to then turn around and serve them. Because truly, God, we are all one in this community, in this world called Earth. Help us, Lord, to continue to keep them lifted, to keep them encouraged. Let us be so bold to let them know how much we appreciate their service. God, they serve and they serve and they serve. And so, God, we just ask that you would allow us to be used by you to return service back unto them. Then, Lord, continue to bless their families. Some have to work double shifts, and so family members are at home. So, Lord, keep their families while their families are waiting and watching them as they serve. And then, Lord, in a special way for the postal carriers in the Baltimore area, God, we lift them up tonight in a special way because the word has gotten out that approximately 100 postal workers have tested positive for COVID-19. And as a result, mail deliveries have been hampered. But God, we know that you are a God who cannot fail. You are able to heal and restore. And so, God, we lift them up to you right now. And we know that you can do all things but fail. Continue, God, to work on them and in them. And then work through them, Lord. That as they come back to full strength, that, Lord, they will understand that it's you who kept them through it all. God, continue to bless even their work, their family, as they continue to heal. Now, God, as we continue to deal with COVID, as we continue, God, to move forward with COVID-19, continue, God, to show us all the necessary things to do that those who serve us can serve with gladness, can be joyful, and then ultimately, Lord, will be blessed by you as a result of their unselfish giving of their times and their talents. Bless your people, God, and they shall be blessed. Keep them and they shall be kept. Continue, Lord, to do all things well in their lives. And God, we'll continue to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Williams. Thank you so much for that prayer. My brothers and sisters, we continue and come back now. Come down from the north to mid-east coast, end up in the nation's capital. Our third district chaplain is on the phone. Brother Reverend Courtenay Lumumba Miller leads us now in this time of prayer. God bless you, Reverend. You have the phone, sir.
Whisper a prayer in the morning, whisper a prayer at noon, whisper a prayer in the evening so that our collective hearts might be in tune. Most gracious and eternal God, we invoke your name, for your name is above every name, and at your name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. We bless your name because you are omnipotent, you are without ceasing, and you are never lacking in power. We bless your name because you are omnipresent and everywhere with strength and reward. We pray, O God, now for our policymakers and political leaders who are presented before us in the presence of this pernicious pandemic called COVID-19 virus, that they might lead well and lead in good conscience. We ask you, O God, now as our lawmakers are at home relaxing in recess, that their mind may recoil over their minds may recoil as they are reminded of the wreckage that has been left in their wake while they are home resting. We pray now that you would trouble the deep recesses of their souls, that they might stand up for righteousness and not their own benefit. We ask, O God, that the leaders of our divine nine may be steeped in the idealisms of their founding, that all of them will lift up the blood-stained banner and hold it up even if we must die. We, your people tonight, O God, we ask you to give us courage, to take courage in knowing that you are God and that you are for us, and beside you there is no other, that we would stay steadfast and unmovable in this fight to encourage, to uplift, to move forward the ministry and the mandates of righteousness in these perilous times. We ask, O God, that you would bless those who are on the front lines, bless those who are on the reservations, the native occupants of this land, bless those who are the nurses and the doctors, bless those who are college administrators, high school Principals, bless those who are on school boards who must usher our children into advanced learning by this new medium of virtual understanding. We ask, O God, now that you would comfort those that grieve, comfort those who deal and struggle with sobriety, comfort those who are in anxiety and stress, that they have reduced themselves to seeing the hair pour out in their hands, and they've seen their hearts broken as a result of this pandemic. We, Father, finally, we pray now that those who have seen their pillows soaked with tears, that you would now become their supply of their rest. And in all those things, God, we seek understanding. Let knowledge be ours, that we will be reminded and rewarded for believing that if we trust in you and lead not into our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge it, you will direct our paths. Now, O God, when this night is over, we take joy in knowing that we have made it through Wednesday. That gives us bright hope for Thursday. And with that, we knowing that because of your name, that all things are possible to whom that believes. So we believe in victory. We believe in vaccine. We believe in the volume of resources that will come our way. And while we wait on the Lord and be of good courage, please, O God, strengthen our hearts. This is our prayer. This is our plea. And we pray this now in the matchless and omnipresent name of Jesus the Christ. And all God's people say amen and thank God.
Amen, and thank God. God bless you, Reverend. Praise God for you and your ministry there in the D.C. area. God bless you. We go now, my brothers and sisters, to the 4th District. And we ask now that you would be in prayer with our immediate past district chaplain, who will share with us his time of prayer. I speak of none other than Brother Elder David Relaford, who shares with us now. God bless you, Elder. You have the phone, sir.
There's a word in the word, says, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is the wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Father God in heaven, Lord, as we humbly approach your throne of grace, it's in you that we move, live, and have our being, O Lord, and it's in you, O Lord, that we lay our petition at the feet of the throne of grace. Father, you've given your spiritual leaders such an awesome task, Lord, and we deal with this pandemic and this violence and overt racism that rears its ugly head in our land. Lord, we are dealing with the spiritual thing. Those spiritual leaders that are challenged in a time, Lord, when we see pro athletes using chips in their wristbands under the guise of maintaining social distance and 6 feet. And Lord, we know that the enemy is cunning, for you told us in your word that they make shrewd plans against your people and conspire together against your treasured one. Oh, Father, it's our spiritual leaders that we stand in the gap for on today. We're praying for them, and we're lifting them up, oh, Lord. We're asking, Lord, that you would look on our bishops who are over jurisdictions, oh, God, that you would strengthen them with the final word of how to move forward usually rests with them. Lord, we're praying that you would crown their heads with wisdom and knowledge from above. Lord, that you would give them what to do and how to do. Strengthen and encourage them, O Lord, that they would complete the task at hand. Lord, and as they administer to the pastors, we're praying for those that are dealing with your people hand to hand each and every day, Lord, that are answering the calls in the midnight hours, that are going to the jails, that are carrying forth your word. Lord, we're praying that you would just continue to encourage them and that they would not get weary in well-doing. Lord, we're praying for chaplains throughout this land. Lord, we thank you for the great chaplains that you've provided here, the great leadership in our grand chaplains, as well as each and every district chaplain. We're praying for them, O Lord, that you would continue to strengthen and encourage each and every one, those chaplains and other organizations, those that are standing in the gap, those that are trying to give a soothing word to help someone else, O Father. Lord, we're asking that you would continue to stretch out your mighty hand, O God, and touch these individuals as they deal with those that are struggling with mental health issues, O God, those that are anxious and not knowing what tomorrow brings and frustrated due to the time lag, Lord, those that are dealing with long-term systemic racism issues. And, oh, God, we look around us, and, Lord, we just ask that you would look on us, Lord, that you would heal the heart of those that are depressed and despondent and that are decayed. Lord, we're asking that you would provide hope and the possibilities that yet lie in front of us because, Lord, we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So we pause now, O Lord, but we will continue to be before you without ceasing, asking that you would heal our land. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Elder Rella Forbes. We praise God for you and the work that you are doing in Ohio, and we praise God for your gift. My God bless you. May God bless you as we continue our prayer efforts and we move now to our fifth district. We're joined tonight by Brother Reverend Dr. Bishop Carter, who gives us leadership in that area. We ask now that he would join us and lead us during this time of prayer. God bless you, Brother Bishop Carter. You have the phone, sir. Brother Bishop Carter. Okay, we'll come back to Bishop Carter and Brother Roy Johnson. Because Brother Travis Alexander is encumbered at this hour in a necessary meeting that he could not avoid, we now find ourselves in the 7th District. We will ask that you would be in prayer for Brother Reverend Roy Johnson as he leads us in prayer. God bless you, Chaplain Brother Roy Johnson. God bless you tonight, sir.
Thank you, Brother Graham. Hear our prayer, O Lord, for in fraternal assembly we gather to give voice to both our frustrations and our fears. We're frustrated because our world is turned upside down, our nation is topsy-turvy, and our community all over is in disarray. Hear us, we pray, for we understand that the prayers of the righteous avail much. And we are in such great need of an ample portion of grace and a heaping supply of mercy. Hear our abiding anxiety and our distressing concern for our children. See them at play, their cherubic faces and their childlike qualities that make them ever precious in our sight, and we know that they are endearing to the heart of the Almighty. See them in this perplexing circumstance and bewildering situation where there seems to be neither relief nor reinforcement for the healing of our world. See the yearn of our children to be at play in the park, in study, in the schoolhouse, in fun and frolic, in the neighborhood pool. See that they are not smiling because they've been infected by our lingering apprehension concerning how and when and where to go to school. Help them, Lord, for it's difficult to explain to them why it is that in the midst of pervasive pandemic, we herd them back into the buildings deemed unsafe by parents who seem unsure. Help them, Lord, to understand that which is beyond the length and breadth and depth of even our understanding. We don't understand why our national leadership is anemic and insufficient in galvanizing a consensus to defeat this ghastly disease. We don't understand why it is that our children are being pushed into the schoolhouse while at the same time we're letting inmates go from the jailhouse for fear of contamination from an odious pestilence, as 160,000 lives have now been claimed. We don't understand why it is that similarly situated nations have worked hard together to protect their children, driving downward their COVID-19 numbers, while our national disgrace is that our numbers are on the rise, once again losing more than 1,200 lives daily. We don't understand the whys of this persistent suffering, this ever-present sorrow, this crippling sadness that comes with each death. Speak, Lord, to our sadness, our sorrow, and our suffering that grips our children and destroys their chance for healthy and helpful growth and development. Speak, Lord, to the misguided intentions, those who move according to how the political winds are blowing. Speak to the hearts of men and women everywhere who put their own selfish motives above the growth and guidance of our children. Speak, Lord, for your servants are listening. We want to hear from heaven so that you might heal our land. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Johnson. God bless you. Thank you for your work. Amen. My brothers, we return to the 5th District. If Brother Bishop is on the phone, he can join us now. If not, we'll continue our time of prayer and invite Brother Reverend Edward G. Venerable to come to the phone and lead us during this time of prayer. He represents our 8th District, where we have 8 states together doing the work of Omega. God bless you, Brother Reverend Venerable. You have the phone, sir.
Bless you, Brother Graham. Let us pray. I need you like the ocean needs the water, or it will run dry. Lord, I need you like the many stars above needs the setting of the sky. I need you like tomorrow needs the hours of the day to pass by. Lord, I need you more than ever, so hear my humble cry. I need thee, O Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. O bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Our God and our Father, the author and finisher of our faith, while we are still in the midst of this pandemic, Lord, we say that we need you now. We need you more now than we ever have before. And we have set aside a time during this hour of prayer to pray for our first responders, all emergency personnel, police officers, dispatchers, firefighters, and all of those who are on the front lines working feverishly to save the lives of those who have been contaminated by this coronavirus. God, you have called all men and women to serve humanity. You have called first responders to their professions to protect and to save. You have gifted them so that they might bring their best training and experience to the forefront. Lord, I humbly ask that you relieve them of any anxiety they may feel as they sense and respond to the heightened cry in each of our communities. You are the God who said in Isaiah 41:10, "Do not fear, for I am with you. I am your God." God, we ask that you would strengthen, help, and uphold them now in this desperate time of need. God, above all that we come today to pray for. We lift up these first responders as they contend with this invisible enemy. Please assure them that by your almighty and unshakable power that you shall prevail against the spiritual wickedness in high places and the powers of this present darkness of this world. Lord, I ask that you will continue to bless them and bless their spouse, bless their families, their children, those that sit at home waiting anxiously each and every night, waiting for them to come home. God, I ask that you will protect them from the coronavirus as they work to save the lives of others. Build that same hedge of protection, God, that you had around Job, that you would not allow the enemy to infiltrate unless you allowed him to do so. Protect them now, God, and be that fence all around them each and every day as they come to and fro working to save the lives of many others, as they sacrifice their very own lives and the lives of their families, God, that they have unselfishly put aside their personal plans, their personal goals in order to work and save the lives of others. God, I pray this prayer in the matchless name of the name that's above every name, where every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord. And that's none other than the name of Jesus. Thou art the Christ. We pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Venerable. God bless you and your work. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we come now to the 9th District, and we ask that you would be in prayer now for Brother Reverend Azrael McLean as he leads us during this time of prayer. God bless you. Reverend, you have the phone, sir.
Thank you, Brother Graham. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with the light as with a cloak. Father, we thank you for another day, for another time of prayer. We confess our sins and ask your forgiveness. And then, Lord, I pray for everyone to sign of my voice. I pray, O Lord, for opportunity, bless it, and make it what you would have it to be. But then, Lord, I want to focus, not only are we fighting a virus of the body, but the country has a virus of the soul she's been fighting for 400 years. It's in her very DNA, and that is racism, because it still wants to judge people by the color of their skin and not by the content of their character. So, Father, we're asking you, we know you're going to preserve your children to keep us in your care against those elements who, like Pharaoh and Haman days of old, wanted to destroy Israel. We know you're able to keep your children of color and to bless us and keep us. And then, Father, you know that this is an election year that we got to make a decision as a nation whether we're going to do just and right by everybody. And for those who are the proponents of justice and equality, we know that the enemy is going to attack them in every way he can. But I just plead the blood of Jesus over them to make them victorious. Father, we pray again for our children, especially for our sons and daughters, who are innocent, who have been sometimes shot down like dogs, who are being insulted, and that dignity is under attack. The Lord, you open up the eyes and hearts of those who seek to hurl racism at us and to understand that all are made in your image. Father, again, hold us in the hollow of your hand and bless us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen, Reverend. God bless you. Thank you so much for your prayer. My brothers and sisters, thank you for praying with us. We continue now. We go back now to the Northeast, and we ask that you will be in prayer for our 10th District Chaplain. He's from the Windy City, and as I indicate each week when he comes on, he's a walking miracle, confined for 7 weeks due to COVID-19, and now victorious in overcoming that dreaded disease. Thank God for Brother Reverend Richard Keller, who leads us now in this time of prayer. God bless you, Elder Keller. You have the phone, sir.
God bless you, Brother Grant. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly, stay right here with us, filling us,
with your love. O God of our weary years and silent tears, we lift up our hearts in praise to you, for you alone are able to receive the hailstorm of our tears and the torrential rain of our grief over the sudden death of our family and friends. Lord, we turn to you, O God, in this hour to honor those who have crossed the River Jordan and entered into your eternal realm, for they have fought the good fight, Lord. They have finished the race. They've kept the faith, and now there is in store for them a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to them on this day. Lord, we pray for the folk who have fallen prey to the proliferating pandemic that has plagued the public of our nation. But as we pray that you receive the dead unto your love, hear our hearts cry out for those lost who never be just mere numbers that are quoted in the news every day, for they are our beloved mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, friends, and family, God. We know that you've been our help in ages past, Lord, and you are hope in the years to come. Oh, eternal, loving Heavenly Father, that you are mindful of the pain and the grief of we, your children. We come, Lord, as empty pitchers right now, pouring out grief before a full fountain. Fill us, Lord. Fill our cup till it runneth over, so that we may not sorrow as those without hope. Fill us that have lost those with your comforting love, so that we may be able to find somewhere in our hearts, even as Jesus Christ said in the Garden of Gethsemane, thy will be done. And so your twins, goodness and mercy, shall continue to follow us. And so, Lord, we pray that in the days ahead that you'll wrap your loving arms around those of us that have fleeting memories and warm smiles and laughter and hugs of days gone by. For as they enter the gates of heaven, they will sing a song, not just to join with the angels, not just to join into the crowds and sing with those that are blessed and bathe their souls that are weary in the sea of the heavenly rest. But they'll say, I'll look for the one who saved me from a death of sin and grace. 'Twill be joy when I get up in heaven just to behold his face. Just to behold his face, yes. Just to behold his face. All I want up in heaven is just to behold his face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Keller. God bless you and your work there in Chicago and beyond. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we come now to the westernmost part of our fraternity. Our work here in these United States, even though our work reaches abroad, but on the western shores of these United States lies another district, the 12th District, and we're led tonight in prayer by the district chaplain from that area. We ask now that you will be in prayer for him as he prays for us, Brother Michael Brown. God bless you, Brother Brown. You have the phone, sir.
Heavenly Father, you are a blessed Lord God of love and unity and peace among all mankind. And for those among us who have obeyed the gospel but have lost our way and have chosen to follow the ways of those who sow seeds of hatred and division among our people, I remind you, Father, that you are God of revival. Revive us, O Lord, and cleanse us from our impurities and make us holy. And hear our cry and revive us, O Lord. And you said in the beginning that let us make man in our image. How loving is that, that you were mindful of us all in the beginning to make us in that way. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ came, he bled, and he died for all of us created in your image and precious in your sight. And he gave us this command, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Your servant said to those who are weak that he became weak to win the weak, that he became all things to all people so that by all possible means he might save some. And you are an unchanging God, our God of promise, protection, and provision. And if what is said by man does not unite us, it must divide us. And it is our enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to destroy and divide us. Satan, I rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, you are a God of hope, health, and healing. Healing is your will for all who put our trust in you. And I remind you of your Son, Jesus, saying, I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. And you may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Father, send us a revival. Unite us as one body of believers in this land, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, with a national leadership that are not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you are the refuge of every sinner and the strength of all of us who put our trust in you, Father. And I praise you for having allowed my fellow chaplains to share their petitions and the blessings of healing and restoration of our lives and our land. And Lord, send us a revival and bring again to life our redeemed souls that you have given us that live for you. And this is the season, Father, to revive our spirit. Restore our spirit, Lord. We need it restored. Revive the fire, Lord, deepen our souls. And your forgiveness, Father, and thanksgiving, and reflect your mercy in the thanks living. And use us as your witness in bringing the message of love and pardon in Christ to people everywhere. And endow the men of Omega and our fellow fratters and sorrows, families and friends, to be the light of the world and the salt of the earth. In you, O Lord, and replace all our doubts and fear with faith. So bold, renew our love, rebuild our faith, and restore our soul, and give us a victory over this viral pandemic and racial injustice, and give us a zest and zeal to bless others by the service that we give in seeking and rebuilding your kingdom and building it, that we may succeed in doing your will and claim victory in recovery, restoration, revival, and victory in Jesus. And help us to always remember that when kindness and understanding dwell in our heart, there too you find a home. And it's in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Brown. Amen. God bless you. And God bless all of you. And God bless all of us, as we have come together yet again to share our convictions about our Christ and to present our petition and pleas before the Almighty God. This has been a wonderful time of fellowship and prayer. Brown, who just prayed for us, a time of revival. Allow me, please, brothers and sisters, as we prepare to come back again next Wednesday at the same time for the same purpose, and we will pray until we have achieved victory. And we praise God for each of you. Allow me to pray the final prayer. O precious Lord, giver of light, liberty, and love, how we thank you for your matchless mercy, your bountiful blessings bestowed upon your baptized believers, that in spite of ourselves, you have been unnecessarily good. You have been our nurturing guard and our noble guide, and we praise you for who you are. Before we go further in our prayers, God, we ask humbly that you will forgive our sins, those of omission and commission. Allow us to continue to be owned by you as your blood-bought sons and daughters. And yes, God, we are here tonight, the same prayer just a different day. Same frustrations, different words. Here we are sandwiched between two invisible realities of our two-ness. We're sick and tired, while others are privileged and prejudiced. We ask, God, that you would, in the midst of all of this confusion and convolution, would grant peace in our land. Temper the angry and restrain the anxious. Level the playing field. Even in the midst of this troubling COVID-19, God, we know that you are yet present in all of our ways. Grant wisdom and discernment to those who are researching and searching for medicines and vaccines to combat our diseases, coronavirus and other illnesses. Give help. Give hope to the helpless and strength for the weary. Unity for the needlessly separated. Oh God, as I ask each week, make our hearts bigger, our love deeper, our faith stronger, our faith unwavering, our efforts unceasing, our voices unflinching, our vision and actions yours. Oh God, we pray for the families and pray with the families of the more than 150,000 people who have died and for those who are undergoing treatment who have been determined to be positive with the virus. We ask, oh God, for you to comfort the brokenhearted and to strengthen those who are suffering physically, financially, and emotionally during this season of our country's life. For those that have to work in place and shelter in place and pray and praise in place, oh God, we thank you and we ask for your mercies. We hope that you will help us. We pray that you will help us as we remind your people of the hope that we have in you. Truth of Christ Jesus, our Savior, who died and rose for us and who has already overcome the world. Pray that we be the people who will not just read your word, but take both your word and your call about your promises to head and to heart. Make us relevant even during this time. Oh God, we thank you in advance for the blessings that are ours. And as has been prayed by my good brother, Brother Brown, oh God, we pray for that return of revival. Fill each heart with your love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Let us not be bashful about our faith, not intimidated by those who do not know you, not to praise you. Thank you for a spiritual revival. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Revive us again. And all these prayers that we have prayed tonight, from 7-Eleven now until 8 o'clock, we pray in the name of that man whose life mattered then and whose life matters even now. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you for being that dark-skinned, woolly-haired, fiery-eyed, radical redeemer named Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
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 God bless everyone.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Real good, brother.
And God bless you, brother.
Thank you, Brother Brown. Reverend Brown, I needed to hear that word. That word was meant for me, Brother Brown. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Great prayer, Relevant. Great prayer, Relevant.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Elder Relaford.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Brother Grand. God bless you, Brother Grand. Beautiful
Brother
job.
Graham.
God bless you, Brother Graham. Walter T.
God bless you, Brother.
God bless you, Brother
Fraser.
God bless you, Brother Fisher.
Brother Williams. Brother Ron Williams. God bless you. Brother.